Judges, chapter 2. And the angel of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim. And he said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and have brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you will make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land, you will break down their altars. But you haven't listened to my voice, why have you done this? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they will be as thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. And it came to pass, when the angel of Yahweh spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice, and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to Yahweh. Now when Joshua had sent the people away, the sons of Israel went every man to his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of Yahweh that he had wrought for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the slave of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of the mountain of Gaash. And also all that generation were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, who didn't know Yahweh, nor yet the work which he had wrought for Israel, and the sons of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served the Baalim. And they forsook Yahweh, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the peoples who were round about them, and bowed themselves down to them, and they provoked Yahweh to anger. And they forsook Yahweh, and served Baal and the Ashtaroth. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had spoken, and as Yahweh had sworn to them, and they were very distressed. And Yahweh raised up judges, who saved them out of the hand of those who despoiled them. And yet they didn't listen to their judges, for they prostituted after other gods, and bowed themselves down to them. They turned aside quickly out of the way in which their fathers walked, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. And when Yahweh raised up judges for them, then Yahweh was with the judge, and saved them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented Yahweh because of their groaning by reason of those who oppressed them and vexed them. But it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they turned back, and dealt more corruptly than their fathers, in following other gods to serve them, and to bow down to them. They didn't cease from their doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he said, because this nation transgressed my covenant which I commanded their fathers, and did not listen to my voice. I also will not, from now on, drive out any from before them of the nations that Joshua left when he died. That by them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk in it, as their fathers kept it, or not. So Yahweh left those nations, without driving them out hastily, neither did he deliver them into the hand of Joshua.